This is the Sakar Merli of the 16th of July 2025. Essence, sweet children, the bestower of liberation in life, who grants salvation to all, has now become your father. You are his children. Therefore, you should have a great deal of intoxication. Question: which children's intellects are unable to have remembrance of Baba constantly? Answer: the intellects of those who do not have full faith are unable to have constant remembrance of Baba. If they don't know who is teaching them, who is it they would remember? Those who recognize him accurately and who remember him become absolved of their sins. The Father himself comes and gives you the accurate introduction of himself and his home. Om Shanti. All of you children constantly remember the meaning of Om Shanti. I am a soul, and my home is the land of Nirvana, the incorporeal world. Although people make effort on the path of devotion, they don't know where they have to go. They don't know what gives happiness and what causes sorrow. They have sacrificial fires, do tapasya, make donations, and perform charity, etc., and yet they continue to come down the ladder. You have now received this knowledge, therefore your devotion has come to an end. The atmosphere of loud bells ringing, etc., has all ended. There would surely be a difference between that new world and this old world. That new world is a pure world. You children now have that land of happiness in your intellects. That land of happiness is called heaven, and this land of sorrow is called hell. Human beings want peace, but no one can go to the land of peace. The Father says, until I come here in Bharat, without me, you children cannot return home. It is only in Bharat that the birth of Shiva is remembered. The incorporeal definitely comes into a corporeal form. Can a soul do anything without a body? Unless a soul has her body, he continues to wander. He can even enter someone else's body. Some souls are good, whereas some are very mischievous and can make another person go mad. A soul definitely needs a body. In the same way, if the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, did not have a body, what would he come and do in Bharat? Bharat is an imperishable land. In the Golden Age, there is only the one land of Bharat. All the other lands will have been destroyed. It is remembered that there used to be the original eternal deity religion. Those people speak of the original eternal Hindu religion. In fact, there were no Hindus in the beginning. There were only deities. Those who live in Europe call themselves Christians. You would not say that they belong to the European religion. The people who live in Hindustan say they belong to the Hindu religion. Those who belong to the elevated deity religion have become corrupt in their religion while going around the cycle of 84 births. Only those who belonged to the deity religion will come here. If they don't have faith, you can understand that they do not belong to this religion. Although they may be sitting here, they will not be able to understand this. They may be those who will claim a low status among the subjects there. Everyone wants peace and happiness, but that only exists in the Golden Age. Not everyone can go to the land of happiness. All the religions come into existence at their own time. There are innumerable religions, and the tree continues to grow. The main part, the trunk, is the deity religion, and then there are the three tubes. Those other religions cannot exist in heaven. The new religions start to emerge when the Copper Age begins. This is called the variety human tree. The variety form image is different from this tree of the variety of religions. There are many types of human beings. You know how many religions there are. In the beginning of the Golden Age, there was only the one religion. It was a new world. Those who live abroad also know that ancient Barat was paradise, and that it was very wealthy. This is why Barat receives a great deal of respect. When a wealthy person becomes poor, others have compassion for him. Look how poor Barat has now become. This too is part of the drama. They even say, God is the most merciful one and he comes in Barat. It is surely the wealthy who have compassion for the poor. The Father has unlimited wealth and makes us the highest on high. You should also have the intoxication of whose children you have become. We are the children of the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul Shiva, the one who is called the bestower of liberation in life, and the bestower of salvation. Liberation in life exists first in the Golden Age. Here there is bondage in life. People on the path of devotion call out, Baba, liberate me from bondages. You can no longer call out in this way. You know that the Father is the ocean of knowledge. He explains the essence of the world, history and geography. He is knowledgeful. This one himself says, I am not God. You have to become detached from your bodies and become soul conscious. You have to forget the whole world, including your own bodies. This one is not God. We are called Bapdada. The Father is the highest on high. This is an old, impure body. There is praise of just the one. You have to have yoga with him, and only then will you become pure. Otherwise, you can never become pure. Then, at the end, there will be punishment experienced through which your sins will be settled, and you will return home. On the path of devotion, you have continued to listen to the mantra, Hum so, so hum. I, the soul, am the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, who is the soul. That wrong mantra diverted you away from God, the Supreme Soul. The Father says, Children, it is completely wrong to say, I, the soul, am the Supreme Soul. The significance of the different castes has also been explained to you, children. We are Brahmins, and we are making effort to become deities. Then, after we become deities, we go into the warrior clan. No one else knows how we take 84 births and in which clans. You now know that you are Brahmins. Baba is not a Brahmin. Only you go into those clans. You have now been adopted and come into the Brahmin religion. You have become the children of Prajapita Brahma through Shiv Baba. You also know that incorporeal souls originally belong to God's family. We souls are residents of the incorporeal world, and we then go into the corporeal world. We have to come here to play our parts. When we come here from up above, we take 8 births in the deity clan. Then we go into the warrior clan, and then the merchant clan. The father explains, you took this many births in the deity clan, and then this many births in the warrior clan. The cycle is of 84 births. No one except you can receive this knowledge. Those who belong to this religion will come here. The kingdom is being established. Some will become kings and queens, and others will become subjects. The Sun dynasty is the dynasty of 8. Lakshmi and Narayan the first, then Lakshmi and Narayan the second, the third, etc. Then there will also be the first, the second, the third, etc. in the warrior religion. The father explains all of these aspects. When the ocean of knowledge comes, devotion comes to an end. The night finishes and the day begins. There is no type of stumbling there. There is only rest and comfort. There is no upheaval there. This drama is predestined. The father comes at the time when the devotion cults end. Everyone definitely has to return home. Then everyone will come down, number-wise. When Christ comes, those who belong to his religion will also continue to come. Look how many Christians there are. Christ is the seed of Christianity. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul Shiva, is the seed of the deity religion. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, establishes your religion. Who brought you into this Brahmin religion? The Father adopted you. Therefore, this small Brahmin religion was created through that. The top knot of Brahmins has been remembered. The top knot is just a symbol. The other castes then follow and increase. Only the Father sits here and explains all of these aspects. The Father is the benefactor, and he comes to benefit Bharat. He brings the most benefit to you children. Look at what you become from what you were. You become the masters of the land of immortality. You are now gaining victory over lust. There is no untimely death there. There is no question of dying there. But you do change your costumes. Just as a snake sheds its skin and takes another, so you also shed your old skins here and take new skins in the new world. The golden age is called a garden of flowers. There are never any bad words spoken there. Here there is only bad company. there is the company of Maya. That is why this is called the extreme depths of hell. When a building becomes very old, the municipality orders it to be vacated. The Father also says, I come when the world becomes old. There is salvation through this knowledge. You are being taught Raja Yoga. There is nothing in devotion. Yes, by donating and performing charity, you receive temporary happiness. Sannyasis inspire kings to have disinterest in the world. Happiness here is like the droppings of a crow. You children are now being taught to have unlimited disinterest. This world is old. Now remember that land of happiness. Then you will go there via the land of peace. Your accurate memorial of this time is the Diwala temple. You are shown sitting in tapasya, and heaven is portrayed above you. Otherwise, where else would heaven be shown? When a person dies, they say that he has gone to heaven, because they consider heaven to be up above. However, there is nothing up above. Bharat becomes heaven, and Bharat becomes hell. That temple is an accurate memorial. All of those temples are built later. There is no devotion in heaven. There is nothing but happiness. The Father comes and explains all the secrets to you. The names of all souls keep changing. The name of Shiva never changes. He does not have a body of his own. How would he teach without a body? There is no question of inspiration in this. Inspiration means thoughts. It is not that he gives inspirations from up above and that they reach you. There is no question of inspiration in this. The intellects of the children who don't fully recognize the Father, those who don't have full faith, are not able to have remembrance of him. They don't know who is teaching them. Therefore, whom would they remember? It is only by having remembrance of the Father that your sins can be absolved. People have been remembering an oval image for birth after birth because they consider that to be God. That image symbolizes him being incorporeal, not corporeal. The Father says, I too have to take support of matter. How else could I explain the secrets of the world cycle to you? This is spiritual knowledge. Only you spirits receive this knowledge. Only the One Father can give this knowledge. You have to take rebirth. All actors receive their own parts to play. No one can return to the land of Nirvana. No one can attain eternal liberation. Those who become the number one masters of the world are the ones who go around the cycle of 84 births. They definitely do have to go around the cycle. Human beings believe that they can receive eternal liberation. There are so many different opinions. Expansion continues to take place. No one can return home. The Father tells you the story of 84 births. You children have to study and then teach others. No one but you can give this spiritual knowledge. Neither Shudras nor deities can give this knowledge. There is no degradation in the Golden Age, so no one receives this knowledge there. This knowledge is for receiving salvation. The bestower of salvation, the liberator, and the guide are all one. No one can become pure except by having the pilgrimage of remembrance. Otherwise, you definitely have to experience punishment, and your status is destroyed. Everyone's accounts have to be settled. You are told everything about yourselves. What is the need to go into the depths of other religions? Only the people of Bharat receive this knowledge. The Father only comes in Bharat and establishes three religions. You are now being taken out of the Shudra religion and into an elevated clan. That is a degraded, impure clan. You Brahmins now become instruments to purify everyone. This is called the sacrificial fire of the knowledge of Rudra. Rudra Shiv Baba has created this sacrificial fire. The whole of the old impure world will be sacrificed into this unlimited sacrificial fire. The new world will then be established and the old world destroyed. You are taking this knowledge for the new world. Not even a shadow of the deities can fall into this old world. You children know that those who came in the previous cycle will come again and take this knowledge. They will study this, number-wise, according to the efforts they make. Human beings want peace. However, souls are residents of the land of peace. How can there be peace here? At this time, there is peacelessness in every home. This is the kingdom of Ravan. In the Golden Age, there is the kingdom of total peace. There is one religion and one language there. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana 1. Have unlimited disinterest in this old world, and even forget your own body, and remember the land of peace and the land of happiness. Let your intellect have faith and stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance. 2. You must understand the meaning of the mantra Hum So, So Hum accurately, and make effort to change from Brahmins into deities. Explain the accurate meaning of this mantra to everyone. Blessing. Practice having introspection to understand the Alokic languages and become full of success. The more you children stabilize yourselves in introspection and sweet silence, the more easily you will continue to understand the language of the eyes, the language of feelings, and the language of thoughts. These three languages are the languages of a spiritual yogi life. These Alokic languages are very powerful. According to the time, It is only through these three languages that you will easily be able to attain success. Therefore, now develop practicing of these spiritual languages. Slogan: become so light that the Father is able to sit you on his eyelids and take you back with him. Aviat signal: accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. At the present time, the easy way to benefit the world is to concentrate on your elevated thoughts. Only in this way will you be able to stabilize the wandering intellects of all souls. All souls especially have the one desire that their wandering intellects should become still and that their minds become concentrated from being mischievous. For this, especially practice being concentrated, that is, constantly in a stable stage with the awareness of belonging to the one Father and none other. Om Shanti.